The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another cold early season April night. It was 42, felt like 32 to start with the wind whipping in from center field at 13 miles an hour. Not conducive to a lot of offense. You never know. Ketel Marte leading off for the Diamondbacks, fresh off that six-year, $116 million extension made official earlier today. Rodon jumped ahead of Marte 0-2, but then four straight out of the zone walked him. Rodon did set down Carroll, a pop-up to third, but after jumping ahead of Lourdes Gurriel Jr. 0-2, Rodon looked to sneak a fastball by him and paid for it.
There's the 0-2, swung on, deep drive left field. That's carrying a long way, and say goodbye. Two-run homer, Lourdes Gurriel, his second home run of this young season in Arizona. First inning with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and that one right away, and no doubter low into that second deck. And that's the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. You can tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Zach Gallen, start of a special night, bottom of the first, a 1-2-3. Struck out Judge to end it for the first of three times tonight. And Gallen's first of 10 strikeouts total on the knuckle curve alone. He had 13 and 10 on the knuckle curve. Leading off the second, Eugenio Suarez, Diamondbacks hero last night. He walked on four pitches. And Rodon battled Gabriel Moreno eight pitches, a full count. Moreno slammed one off Rodon's glove, couldn't stab it, trickled towards second. Everyone safe. First and second, no out. And after Jake McCarthy bounced softly to second, the runners advanced to second and third. Geraldo Perdomo, and that gritty punch down the right field line last night against Tim Hill, while he punched a sacrifice fly to right center, scored Suarez from third, gave Arizona a 3-0 lead, and the top of the order, and again, Ketel Marte ready for more.
Pitch from Rodon, swing on, hit up the middle, that's into center field. Here comes the runner Moreno coming around third. Bellinger has no play, he'll just get it back in. Ketel Marte ringing the bell with a base hit and an RBI, and Arizona's got a 4-0 lead here in the second inning.
So two in the first, two in the second for the Diamondbacks off Rodon, a 4-0 lead. Not the command of his pitches early, command of the strike zone, that we saw on opening day. So you wondered, would this be a quick hook for Rodon? We've seen that happen in the past, less so last year, but we've seen it happen. Marte was thrown out by Austin Wells looking to steal second, overslid the bag, and ended the top of the second inning. Bottom two against Gallen for the Yanks. Jazz a jam shot single to left, one of the three Yankee hits off Gallen. And Volpe nearly dunked one into center, but the shortstop Perdomo ranging out in and out of the glove, but snared it snow cone style. Nice play. Wells followed with a scorched double to right, second of the three hits off Gallen. Jazz raced to third, but Gallen bore down, fanned Dominguez, fanned Rice on that signature knuckle curve. Stranded second and third. And Rodon back out there, top three, trailing 4-0 after Carroll fly to deep center. Bellinger, a sparkling play to run it down. Rodon walked Gurriel, walked Grichik, and Grichik on four pitches no less. So Rodon kind of on the ropes, but using that new sinker that could be maybe a needle mover for him, Rodon got Josh Naylor to bang into a 4-6-3 double play. End the inning. Huge difference in Rodon's night, spiraling out of control maybe, and possibly having the opportunity to find it, settle in, give the Yankees some length, keep them in the game. Bottom three, after Gallen had wiggled out of trouble in the second with two strikeouts on that nasty knuckle curve. Well, a 1-2-3 third on two strikeouts. And guess what? The knuckle curve. Again, Gallen pitching with a 4-0 lead. Just sensational tonight. Rodon started to truly settle in with a 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning. But that Gallen knuckle curve off the charts. Even that Judge looking awkward on a half swing, high fastball to start the fourth, all out of sorts. Gallen was in the midst of a stretch of 17 straight Yankees he set down after that Wells double in the second inning. The only base runner of that 17 stretch, leading off the fifth, Cabrera, he struck out and reached on a wild pitch back to the backstop. Gallen was that dominant. Over that span of 17 set down, 12 strikeouts and 9 of them on that knuckle curve. And Gallen was pulled after a base hit by the same guy, Austin Wells, two outs into the seventh. No walks, 13 strikeouts, a three-hitter. Gallen simply masterful. Could have even gone further. Had 101 pitches and tried to argue his way to stay in the game. Even that Wells second hit, came after a changeup that Gallen thought he got Wells to go on. A half swing, a peel unsuccessful, but Gallen was sort of walking towards the third base dugout, thinking he was out, seven scoreless, unscathed. But Rodon looking to grind through on the other end following his first 1-2-3 in the fourth. Got another 1-2-3 in the fifth against 9-1-2. Ketel Marte did bullet one in the midst of that, right off Rodon's right forearm glove area. On a cold night, you could only imagine with that type of stinger, 116 off the bat, what that felt like. But Rodon not only recovered to toss to first on the play for the out, but after being checked out for an injury, possible injury, Rodon stayed in, toughed it out, struck out Corbin Carroll, completed five, and then struck out two, coming back out for a 1-2-3 sixth inning against the heart of the Arizona order. So after he was on the ropes in the third inning and induced a double play ball off the bat of Josh Naylor to end that third, that started 10 in a row set down by Rodon and finished it with a strikeout of Josh Naylor. So sort of bookends on Rodon's night. Rodon grinded this one out, gave the Yankees length. This is a professional start. I understand they were behind the eight ball and Rodon didn't have it at the start, but he really locked in back half of this outing. Was just overshadowed by Gallen, and rightfully so. 13 strikeouts, tied a career high, economical, 101 pitches. Mentioned could have stayed in, but Joe Mantiply, Ryan Thompson, A.J. Puck out of the Diamondbacks bullpen, they tried to combine for the final seven outs of this game, and they were mowing along till the ninth. Thompson allowed two pelted singles by Bellinger and Judge to begin the inning. Puck got Jazz to fly to right center when he came in for Thompson out of the pen. Bellinger tagged to third. Runners at the corners, one out. Anthony Volpe, three hits so far this year, and all homers for Volpe. Vying for more here today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's a pitch from Puck. First pitch swung on, hit to right field. Got Terry. Corbin Carroll back on the track. Up against the wall. Jumping. He did not get it. It's a three-run homer for Anthony Volpe. Anthony Volpe going the other way. And the Yankees are right back in it. It's 4-3 Arizona. One out here in the ninth.
Electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So make it four hits for Volpe and four home runs in only five games so far this year. Cut the Diamondbacks' lead to 4-3, but Puck got Wells to pop behind the plate to the catcher Moreno and then struck out Jason Dominguez batting from the right side to end this game. Diamondbacks 4 and the Yankees 3. And the Zach Gallen show, that was a story tonight. 6 2/3, three hits, no runs, no walks, the key. No walks and 13 strikeouts, tying a career high for Gallen. If you missed any part of the highlights, we have Yankees Rewind. You can catch the segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. Miss any big moment, looking for a quick snapshot maybe of what went down, want to hear how Dave and Susan captured it on the radio, anything you may have missed with us on WFAN Yankees Radio, it's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN.